You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Businesses have been advised to export to Africa rather than China. Researchers revealed that the dominance of the English language on the web is weakening, and online spending over the Christmas period shot up in Brazil. Director General of the Institute of Export, Leslie Batchelor OBE, says businesses should consider exporting to Africa rather than focusing on markets such as China. Talking in an interview with WebCertain.tv, she named the continent as the biggest current opportunity for exporters, but advised caution when targeting the region.
Really, Africa's looking very good. Yeah. It's growing. It has something like a potential of having a 300 million middle class very soon. I think it's an interesting environment. I don't think every country is worth it, because obviously it's a continent, and sometimes we tend to lump it all together when actually, yeah, you know, we should appreciate how different it is.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
You can see the full interview with Leslie on WebCertain.tv today, or get it on WebCertain.tv catch-up. The dominance of the English language on the web is weakening, according to research by Fenredis. 20 years ago, the vast majority, 80% in fact, of online content was written in English. 10 years later, this had fallen to 45%, and the research suggests this figure is still falling. The reason for this shift appears to be the fact that more non-English speakers are coming online and producing content. 20 years ago, 80% of internet users were native English speakers. Now it's more like 25%. The rise of other languages is being touted as a good thing by some commentators. As more non-English speakers create online content, more non-English speakers are encouraged to come online to read it. A spiral of ever-increasing linguistic diversity. The study revealed that Russian, German, and Japanese are the next most popular online languages after English, with each accounting for around 5-6% of online content. Research by Ebit and Buscapé has revealed how many Brazilians engaged in e-commerce as part of their Christmas shopping. Brazilians spent 7.4 billion Brazilian reals online over the Christmas period, equivalent to 1.8 billion US dollars. 9.3 million Brazilians went online to do their Christmas shopping in 2015, an increase of 17% on the previous year. Mobile e-commerce also saw strong growth, with 14% more people engaging in mobile shopping compared to the previous year. Brazil has an internet population of 108 million people, equivalent to 53% of the population. The Brazilian e-commerce market is worth an estimated $20 billion US dollars annually and is growing rapidly at a rate of 24% per year. Twitter has said that it will be focusing on the Middle East this year as a key market for growing both user numbers and advertising revenues. The region is already the fastest growing region for the social networking site, and users in the region are described as being highly engaged, with tweets getting an average of 3% engagement. To continue its strong growth in the region, Twitter will take a proactive approach in attracting advertisers. For example, it has recently launched a self-service advertising platform targeting small to medium-sized businesses in the Middle East. Twitter is one of the most popular microblogging platforms in the world, with almost 320 million monthly active users. And finally, Facebook is turning to emerging markets for its future advertising revenue growth. Facebook is gaining users most rapidly in markets such as the Asia-Pacific region and some parts of Africa, but these users are generating the social network much less advertising revenue than their North American and European counterparts. To attract more advertisers in developing countries, Facebook is embarking on a series of new initiatives aimed at these countries. One example is the launch of its Immersive Canvas mobile advertising format in the Asia-Pacific region. Immersive Canvas ads expand to full screen size to allow users to do things like buy an item on a website-style interface without actually having to leave the social network. It's also expanding its video advertising targeting rating points metric to certain Asia-Pacific countries, such as the Philippines and Indonesia. And that's all from me today. Thanks for listening, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service on webcertain.tv to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. I'll see you next time.